Welcome in to DC On Screen, a podcast about the DC Universe properties being brought to film and television. I'm your host, David C. Robertson, and this is my co-host, Jason.
Hello.
All right, so this is our weekly news episode. We're going to be doing a little early this week, but regardless, here it is.
It's less of the news for now.
Yay!
Compressed news.
Actually, it's kind of a lot of news.
Start rolling, sir.
So, Kevin Conroy and Will Friedle were at they're at like a panel. I don't remember exactly what it was, but you can find the video floating around on the internet. I'll also have a link for it, you guys, in the show notes. But a guy dressed as Batman, who actually kind of sounded like Brian Posehn, asked them to do a reading of the I Am Your Father scene from The Empire Strikes Back with, they were actually pretty nice about it. They're like, did you want us to do this as Luke and Darth Vader, or how did you want us to do this?
And he was like, what the hell are you talking about, random fan?
He's like, as Bruce and Terry.
That's fantastic.
they gleefully acquiesce.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty amazing.
That's pretty great.
At some point, he like walks up and hands them the scripts. And Conroy goes, are these the same scripts? It's a lot of fun. There are pictures of Megan Gale's Wonder Woman from George Miller's Justice League Mortal has been released. People are... obviously comparing it to Gal Gadot's costume from Batman vs. Superman, and people are fighting over which one looks better. Honestly, they look the same, roughly, to me. Like the one from George Miller's looks like it could easily be a variant, you know, if she just felt like wearing something different on a Tuesday.
Right, yeah, you showed me that picture, and I my first question was like, is it okay if I have absolutely no feelings about this?
Right.
And these, yes, are both it is. Just fine. Kind of like the blue on just the one. Kind of like the, I don't know, the plate work on the other one. Okay. They both look good.
Yep. That's pretty much how I felt about it. Now, this is sort of Batman vs. Superman news, but the Batmobile and Batsuit are available on Arkham Knight, and you can find a video of the gameplay of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll post a link in the show notes. It looks really badass.
Yeah.
They do get the whole gameplay thing. It looks good. It looks like a lot of fun. It was kind of fun. They were talking about, in the video how they had the models for it before any pictures leaked or anything. So they were all just freaking out. All the fanboys were creating this Batmobile, but freaking out because they had all of the pictures and everything.
Huh.
I guess I would be too.
Oh, yeah.
So, Variant Comics, a channel on YouTube, they've posted a video of a bunch of different Batmobiles from all of the Batman movies. They even have the Batblade and the Redbird and the Bathammer from Batman and Robin. They have the Tumblers, they have the Keaton Mobile, they have the Batman Forever, and they... Batmobile and the new Batman vs. Superman mobile. They have the tour guide going around and like basically giving us the tour as if we were on the Warner Brothers studio tour. It's really cool. Again, I'll post that video in the show notes.
Right. God, that is a 13 minute long video.
It is, and it's totally worth it.
I mean, it is. It's a whole thing. A whole it thing. Is. This is an in-depth look at your Batmobiles.
Yeah. Now, I mean, the guy is saying that. The Batmobiles will be there until the end of the year. So, I mean, this might be your chance to take this tour. Just looking at that video might be your chance.
Right.
I mean, I'm not getting
I don't know what your travel going. Funds are. You know, maybe you were heading this way anyway. In which case, I envy you.
But, like, yeah, they didn't even put the Batman v Superman Batmobile in storage. They literally stopped shooting and drove it over to the Warner Brothers studio tour.
That's pretty
like,
cool.
Like, literally stopped filming and drove it over there and put it in
and
the
museum.
And
that's a wrap. Cool. Vroom, vroom.
And the guy giving the interview was like, so you're saying that this is one of two that they made? He's like, yep. And he's like, so you're saying that Ben Affleck literally sat in this car? Yep.
He's just staring at the seat. I could get in there. That'd be my problem. I would end up in prison if I went to this, because I would try to steal, like, well, probably that one, actually. I wouldn't steal the tumblers. The tumblers can stay right the hell there.
Yeah. That was part of the thing that the guy was talking about, like, all of these, the insides are actually, like, they are filming ready. They are camera ready, man. The inside of all of these Batmobiles are sets themselves. Like, they are made up correctly. Yeah,
they sure as hell look like it, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Gal Gadot has posted a picture of herself as Wonder Woman. Mm-hmm. And says, almost 75 years in the making. Hashtag Wonder Woman is underway. Mm. Looks like a good picture to me.
Yeah.
She's like in a cloak.
Oh.
Cool. Looks fine. Nothing to really report on, though.
No, I'm hoping, though, for the, as an industry standard, that there's no more than one third of the set pick leaks than there were for Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
Just in general, I don't need that many pictures of the actual sets.
I don't think there will be, but then again, you know, it's been leaked a whole bunch already. Right. So there's a huge rumor going around, and it's about Justice League Dark, or Dark Universe, as some people are calling it.
Right.
It looks like that they've got, like, sort of a cast list of people they want.
Mm-hmm.
So far, we're looking at Ben Mendelsohn as Anton Arcane. Hmm. Which actually would be really good.
Hmm.
Colin Farrell as John Constantine, which I can get behind.
I'm not entirely against it.
Ewan McGregor as Jason Blood, which totally on board for.
Yeah.
Or even more so, as John Constantine if Colin Farrell doesn't want the job.
Good point. Let's switch them out.
Right?
Let's go ahead and commit to that one.
Monica Bellucci as Madame Xanadu.
Hmm.
I'm down. And my favorite, Ron Perlman as Swamp Thing.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Now, they're apparently also talking to horror guys for this. The one I'm excited about is Fed Alvarez, the guy that did the new Evil Dead movie.
Okay.
Which is kind of annoying, because they're like, oh, why would they try an untested guy like him? And I'm like, untested?
He did an Evil Dead movie. Fuck you.
He did an Evil Dead movie.
That's... That's as in the know as you get, man.
I mean, yeah. All right, so they're also...
Now, but by the way, is it going to bother you if they've cast Colin Farrell, they better dye him blonde?
Oh, definitely.
That's the one problem I really have with him, is I want him to be the you know, blonde, dirty blonde he's supposed to be, instead of this Keanu Reeves crap. And it, you know, Colin Farrell doesn't look that good when you dye him blonde. It looks kind of weird. He looks like he's been dyed blonde. He's got this kind of Eminem feel to him.
John Constantine looks like he's been dyed blonde. That's how he's supposed to look.
Well, not somehow it looks more natural on him. I don't know. Like, Ewan McGregor has the natural hair color that could work anyway. Let's just do him instead. Like, I was on board with Colin Farrell for about the 4 seconds it took you to say Ewan McGregor.
Yeah.
Now my heart's in a different place.
Right.
Meanwhile, the Constitution, the petition ticks up to like 68,000 signatures now to get the Matt Ryan version back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just saw an article that had a poll attached to it, and it said, would you like to see John Constantine become a regular cast member of Arrow? And 94% of the Arrow fans clicked yes.
Who are the six?
Well, they were... I don't know.
You poor downtrodden souls.
Yep. Poor downtrodden souls. But yeah, apparently the rumors are indicating, like, based on what the rumors are saying and what they've found from the leaks or whatever, is that Warner Brothers is specifically looking for either an African American or Hispanic woman to play Zatanna, which is kind of weirdly specifically not Zatanna, and also weirdly like, please, we need a token. Yeah, you know what I mean?
So far it seems like a stretch.
It seems a little odd, like, that would be on a piece of paper somewhere.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? It defies logic. It seems I don't even know how to qualify it. I really don't.
I'll just throw
a bunch of... I'll just throw exactly the stereotypes I want to portray on there.
I honestly don't remember what Zatanna was supposed to be. I thought she was kind of a Greekish sort, but I don't really remember.
Yeah, I always imagined her as kind of mid to Southern European. Maybe we just missed something in the origin story we need to go back for. Maybe there's a...
Well, my primary origin story is always going to be Batman the Animated Series.
Well, of course.
I don't know. Apparently, they are still using the Guillermo del Toro draft, though. And they're also looking to cast a comedian as Deadman.
Oh, okay. That actually makes sense, too.
Yep.
Yeah, so far this isn't going in a bad direction.
So far.
I'm down.
Yeah, so far I'm down. Except for the fact that they'll probably never bring Constantine back anywhere.
No. We're going to have, if at best, we'll have two, because there's no freaking way they're going to pull. Now, if they pull Constantine, they have to pull the rest of the Arrowverse with it. And they won't do it. They just won't.
No. I'm not talking about them putting Matt Ryan in the movies.
You mean just in general?
Yeah, they're going to do something. Yeah, I mean, I sincerely hope it's one of those situations where they just say, okay, let it have two, like The Flash. But
yeah, there's enough of a... It's a pretty decent little groundswell of support that's happened in the wake of everyone being reminded that, hey, by the way, we lost this awesome character. And yeah, it may be completely squashed by the Dianes of the world.
Yeah.
We can hope, though. Like, at least there's the precedent that they decided we're going to have a Flash and cast another Flash. Maybe there's that. But we don't know if it'll carry over for... Constantine's an auxiliary character in a lot of ways.
Right.
They didn't even let him have Deadshot. Speaking of
auxiliary characters... over in Justice League, it is being rumored that Emilia Clarke of Game of Thrones and Terminator Genesis might be playing Mira in the Justice League movie. She might be playing the Queen of Atlantis. I am down for that. I like Emilia Clarke. I've seen her in Terminator Genesis. I've never seen an episode of Game of Thrones. So
I haven't seen much at all. But yeah, this could work.
Like, she was one of the highlights of Terminator Genesis for me. She was really good.
Right?
I thought. So.
Yeah. This could work.
All right, I've got some exciting news, man.
All right, go for it.
As you'll recall, and as listeners will recall... No, they won't. Some time ago, however, Stephen Amell... Mm-hmm. Stephen Amell, our dear Arrow, said, never... Our show could go 14 seasons and a goatee will never appear. Well, Katie Lotz, who plays Sarah Lance, sent out some tweets saying that they were going to be seeing an older version of Oliver in Legends of Tomorrow.
Right.
And Stephen Amell sent out a series of tweets. He said, one... Went on a tongue-in-cheek tirade earlier this year about Green Arrow iconography, how it fit into our show. Two, proud to say it only took 3-ish months to make myself look like a total idiot. Three, the point being, you want to avoid the term, that will never happen under any and all circumstances.
No, Steven, you're okay. You said, if the show runs 17 years, as long as this flash forward is 18 or more years, you're still good. If we're jumping and, 18 or more years into the future, you can grow that beard, buddy.
Yeah. On November 17th, he tweeted, can't take a photo today without dropping an insane spoiler. Might be the coolest day ever as Oliver Queen.
Oh, that's that's good stuff. That's good stuff. If I'm completely daydreaming, what happens is, like, he passes on the Arrow mantle to maybe Connor or something, and by then he's the Grizzly, like, we just got, like, he just turns into Batman. 18 years from now, he's Batman.
Yeah.
He's passed on his Team Arrow fight, hopped over to Gotham, took over Wayne Tech.
Yeah, maybe.
Grew a goatee. No, strapped on a cowl.
So our buddy Colton Haynes has decided to, take a small break from fighting dragons on a subway train.
Right.
To pop back over to Arrow, he tweeted, just landed in Vancouver to begin filming on #Arrow again. Then he posted a series of emoji cats and said, "So excited."
Oh, wow. Someone on the subway taught him how to use emojis.
Yep. So
I'll be happy to have him back.
Yeah. He was looks cool. Like he's going to be showing up on episode 412.
Oh, 412. That's, huh.
Yeah.
That's earlier than I thought it'd be.
Yeah.
That'll be before midseason, won't it?
I don't think so.
No, is that after? Yeah, that's after.
Yeah, that'd be after.
Well, see you then, Roy.
Yeah.
You better come back with one less arm.
You want some kind of Constantine news?
Sure.
Well, it's really for Supergirl.
All right, make those two work.
Charles Halford, the guy that played Chaz on Constantine.
Oh, yeah, him.
Is going to be coming over to Supergirl, and he's going to be playing Jim, presumably Jim, Son of Saturn, on the December 7th episode of Supergirl, Human for a Day. Yeah, so cool. I'm assuming this means nothing, that we can, you know, like, yay, look, he can put on makeup.
Right.
We're not going to wonder why Chaz looks different, or has a different name on Supergirl.
It probably will be. He's had that same hair in, like, every role I've ever seen him in. I think it's that same hair in True Blood. Hell, I wandered through the room and saw a Gilmore Girls episode, and I swear it was the same. Like, he weighs about 45 pounds less. He's a tiny rail of a tiny young man, but I swear that mop still sitting up there. Breezing slightly to the left.
All right. So, yeah. Except Jim looks kind of like a red Martian manhunter.
Yeah.
So, kind of imagine he won't have the mop.
I did too. I kind of hope he keeps the key. He has a really good, it's not a southern accent, but it's got little hints of southern to it. It's got a good gravel.
Yeah, that's not a southern accent. That's a badass accent.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I like his voice.
Yeah.
I hope they don't try to make him outplay it or something, because, yeah, just let him do what he does. You hired him. Just let him
do it. Yeah, right. So let me ask you this, man. What do you think, out of all the tropes you could think of, what does Supergirl need more of?
What does Supergirl need more of?
Yeah.
Of all the tropes?
Yeah.
So what you're really asking is, what have they overused already that I don't possibly ever want to see again on this show?
Yes.
And I want to say the answer is, I want to say the real answer for me is more people talking into a villainous television.
Well, okay. Well, I don't think you'll have to worry about that, at least with this piece of news.
Okay.
But it looks like looks like they're about to have a love octagon, I guess.
Oh, okay. The romance side.
Yeah.
The side I forget about 5 minutes after the episode ends.
Right. They have just cast Blake Jenner, Melissa Benoist's real-life husband.
Yeah.
And former Glee co-star.
Of course.
As Adam Foster, who apparently has mysterious ties to Cat Grant. Yeah, I'm just going to go ahead and assume that it's Cat's son. It was already been name dropped on the show.
Right.
And in the comics, he was Adam Morgan, not Foster. But okay.
But whatever. Yeah. We'll get over that.
But they're already talking about him coming back, recurring status, potential love interest for Kara. And I do mean that.
Look, yeah, but maybe they'll get over the Supergirl James thing? Or the Supergirl win thing? That's the problem. I don't really care. I don't want any of it to happen. So if we can just consolidate it to her having one steady relationship, that's my ideal version.
No,
She can date Wynn. She can date Jimmy. She can date this guy. I don't care. Just pick one guy.
I want it to be like the old school Andy Griffith method, where for the first three seasons, all she does is just have sex with random strangers. But we act like she knows them and has known them for a long time.
That's Billy. Oh, I couldn't tell. I was thinking, like, I don't remember Andy Griffith being a sexaholic at all. Wait, what are you talking about? No, you meant they just brought people on for a show, like, yeah, this person I've been with for months. You're supposed to just roll with it?
Yeah, and you have to, you know, up it for today's modern audience. Right. No one wants to see, you know, Supergirl sitting there listening to a guy playing guitar and singing to her and wooing her before going home.
Yeah, that wouldn't work. I can't remember the name, like Cousin somebody pops over. It's one of those tropes that they used it a few too many times during sitcoms in the 70s and 80s, and now no one wants to touch it again. Like, you get the wacky cousin comes over that you've never met before.
Oh, God. Yeah, yeah.
Can't remember the name of that cousin now. It's killing me.
Cousin Oliver.
Is it Oliver? Okay.
Yes,
I thought
it
was for a second. I'm like, no, I'm thinking about Arrow. Fuck it. Can't be that.
My name is Oliver Brady.
I've been here the whole time.
After 7 years on a hellish island, I'm finally back.
Right. I traded
and
places
Alice
with that
making
guy.
Me an omelet.
The guy from Happy Days is on the island now.
Right.
He went upstairs. I changed places.
My name is Opie Cunningham. Anyway, we are DC On Screen, and you can find us on iTunes, on Stitcher. You can find us on DCOnScreen.com. If you're looking for a similar podcast, go check out our friends Matt Carroll and Jeff Randall at the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast, or MCUcast.com. And we are both members of the Giant Size Team Up Network. We've still got a lot of stuff to get to this week, and we hope you come along with us on the ride. Until then, keep some DC on your screen.